Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. This is Melissa Redpill. We're going to talk about this news coming out about these Epstein files. We're going to find out more about what's some news that's coming out about what's really going on with Epstein and the likelihood that he is alive. We've said that for a long time, and there's new scuttlebutt about that. We're also going to talk about Soros and why he's not arrested, why neither of these are arrested, and the spoiler alert is that they're both CIA assets. So that does not surprise you or me, but I think that's very important information to get out to the world. So that we're going to talk about that. Also, had you heard that Bannon had an interview with Epstein, and it's about an hour and a half, and he went in talking about all kinds of things, and then at the end he went in guns blazing. So we're going to talk about that too. So let's get going. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com. freedomforce.live is another way that you can reach us, but it's melissaredpill.com or freedomforce.live, and you can find all of our resources and all of our links right over there. This is a video showing this new footage released by the U.S. authorities showing prison guards calmly going about their business inside the prison where Jeffrey Epstein had supposedly, allegedly died just in half an hour after he was found. Where Jeffrey Epstein died just half an hour after he was found. Okay, so this is the video. Tell me if it looks like something like this had just happened to you.
That cage is the law library. What's the law library?
Doesn't look like it to me. No, doesn't look like it to me either. The file includes witness accounts, flight logs, and over 11,000 separate documents. It's a lot to go through, and people are busy posting these things. Okay, that video right there that is in this newly released documents, that, in my opinion, you know, is a big tell that he had not, there was nothing horrible had just gone on in that room or in this entire cell block. What do you guys think? Okay, you guys can tell me what you think. And the other thing that has come out is all these documents here, and they're impossible to read. The quality is really tough to read, but I'm going to show you basically what is on these documents. This is huge. The individual who's anonymously posted on 4chan the morning of Epstein's death. Do you remember that? Way back in 2019, August 10th, 2019, claiming he witnessed weird happenings at the prison before Epstein's death has been identified in the Epstein files. Pray for this guy, because he did not want to be doxxed, and he has been doxxed by, you know, probably the powers that be. Robert Grijalva, an officer at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York, has been identified as the anonymous prison employee who posted on 4chan claiming Epstein left his cell Friday evening shackled in a medical wheelchair, while at the same time an unauthorized trip van arrived at the prison. An unauthorized trip van arrived at the prison, and he put this out on 4chan. Okay, here is the post. I'm going to show you. This one right here is that pink post right there. That is his 4chan post back in 2019. So he posted that and said, that this trip van arrived at the prison, which he believes Epstein which took Epstein away the night before news broke of his death. That's what he believed happened. The day after Epstein's death, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman of the Southern District of New York opened a grand jury proceeding and subpoenaed 4chan, Apple, AT&T, and Citibank for records, aiming to uncover his identity following this anonymous 4chan post. And that is how his identity was revealed. And now, but now we have, you know, I didn't want him to be doxxed, but now that it was doxxed, it is clear that this truly was not just some random person on 4chan, but this was truly one of the guards there that night who had posted this on 4chan. We know that this is truly was one of the guards. Grijalva's name is not redacted on the bank records included in the Southern District of New York subpoenaed response from Citibank for his 4chan post, and ties to the same prison officer, Robert Grijalva, whose statements were released as part of the prison's investigation into Epstein's death. Quote, death. This is huge. We now have validation. The 4chan post from 8/10/2019 is a legitimate eyewitness account from an MCC prison officer that Epstein may have been switched out before the news broke of his alleged suicide. So that brings up a lot if he is truly not, was not the one, if he didn't kill himself, and in my opinion, was not even in the cell. All right, so this is, don't forget, before we go on any further, make sure that you hit the like button and you bookmark this, because this is going to have some good information for you, and so you can save this to share with your friends and family. And always make sure that your bell is rung, you're subscribed, and that you hit that like button right now. Okay, so here is information that we had shown long, long ago, that this is clearly, you know, whoever this person is, it's not Epstein. This is who they rolled out of the prison without a cover, which they never, never do. We've talked about this years ago in 2019. And so this is Epstein's ear, and this is the one that they rolled out as if he was Epstein. Well, that's clearly not his nose, and that's clearly not his ear, right? So this was from way back in the day. So all of us have been very suspicious about all of this, and now there are folks who have taken the time to, I'll go show you this one, who have taken the time to, where does it, don't tell me that I don't have that one. Did you guys see that picture that I had posted? I'll just pull this one up. That screenshot left me, but I will grab this one. This picture right here. This picture right here, I'm going to make it as big as I possibly can. This is a picture of who they believe is Soros in Israel. They said that within the next 2 days, he was at his island, at Epstein Island, and now he is in Israel, hiding out. And that stands to reason, because we have seen that they, will move people around and forget what the laws are. And so, especially in Israel, he can get away with his crimes. And so anyway, in this, it appears that this is him. This was taken from some drone footage. So that's very, very likely is the case in my opinion. So we will watch and see. It's just so interesting to watch President Trump, because he keeps saying, oh, this is not important. Why are we spending our time on this? It's just like Brer Rabbit. Oh, why would you go into that, the cabbage patch? Don't throw me in that cabbage patch. He wants all this information to come out for sure. And so the more he says that, the more people want to look into it. It's child psychology, I think. All right, so here is something that our great MJ Truth Ultra discovered, and I want to show you this because very interesting things were happening and were revealed in the Epstein files. And so let me just show you this real quick. Mexico-based videos tie him to SEAL Team 6 founder, ex-U.S. Ambassador, and high-level cover-ups involving murders, bribes, and embassy attacks. So here are the posts on the Epstein files right here that we're going to go through one at a time. Okay. And I know they're very, very little, so you can look at those, but I know it's really, really hard to read. So I'll go ahead and just read those to you. from here. All right, so here is the first part about it. This seal, let me go back to the top. It says Mexico-based videos ties him to SEAL Team 6 founder, ex-U.S. ambassador, and high-level cover-ups involving murders, bribes, and embassy attacks. That doesn't shock any of us, because we know that again, if you're a CIA asset, he had a special purpose because he was getting blackmail on all these people, these high-level officials all over the world, not just in America. And then when we talk about Soros here in a second, we know that, you know, his job is to do these color revolutions. They each have their role in doing this allegedly for the CIA. These five Proton emails that I just was showing you, and I'll go ahead and post the link in the description, in the comment section, so you guys can have it right there. So right there for Songbird to share. These five Proton emails sent by Ken Turner to what appears to be the New York Police Department FBI Child Exploitation Task Force contact contain the following dramatic high-stake allegations. Number one, Jeffrey Epstein's death on August 10th, 2019 was not a suicide, based on evidence uncovered in Mexico involving Epstein and the others. That's in document one. Videos and photos exist showing Jeffrey Epstein and Richard Marcinko, founder of SEAL Team 6, together at these blank parties and child blanking events in Mexico. That's on documents 1, 2, and 3. This is all in these new documents that just came out. Thank you again, MJ Truth Ultra, for helping us to grab this. A major 2014 blank party in Juarez, Mexico, was organized by Epstein and Marcinko at a U.S. consulate-controlled housing facility. Former U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Earl Anthony Wayne, attended and was allegedly arrested by Mexican federal police for involvement with an underage girl. You're not going to believe what happened on this one. This is so typical. And this is how they get people under their control, because they do not want to do prison time. Wayne was supposedly sentenced to life in prison in Mexico in 2017 for impregnating an 11-year-old girl, 100% DNA match to her son. However, he avoided serving time through a secret agreement between the U.S. State Department and a Mexican judge involving a huge payoff, allowing an ex-U.S. Marine to serve the sentence in his place. How outrageous is that? There are people serving time for someone else's crime. It's absolutely evil. Wayne currently has an outstanding arrest warrant in Mexico for avoiding sentence. But of course, if this is on the paperwork, do you think it'll ever, under the old regime, do you think it would ever get prosecuted? Would he ever be held to an account for this? Not as long as the CIA had anything to do with it. This is the whole point. They get you a get-out-of-jail-free card. Somebody else will do your time, will find some way to expunge the records. All these things that they do to keep someone from getting in trouble. And that's how they play this game. That game is over. Once we get into the golden age, that game is over. Turner's investigative team in Mexico has faced extreme violence to suppress this evidence. Four armed attacks against them. Turner's partner, alleged ex-South African law enforcement, shot and killed two and wounded five American agents. Isn't that wild? That's what it says on that post I was just showing you. Numerous attacks on white American agents in vans assigned to the U.S. Embassy. It sounds like something from a movie, doesn't it? Contact Jorge, alleged Mexican federal official assisting Turner, was attacked and lost his arm. This is like a movie. The president of Mexico is keenly aware of their case against Marcinko and other U.S. officials, and the evidence is seen as connected to Epstein's trafficking network. Duh. That's exactly what they do. They get people involved in terrible crimes, and then they have to work to keep them out of hot water, and they say, oh, well, we'll protect you, but you have to do what we say. They're under their control then. U.S. Embassy security team recently stopped and searched Turner's partner's car in Mexico looking for the videos and photos of Marcinko and Epstein because they don't want this evidence to come out. They told her she couldn't leave the country, though the items weren't even in her car, implying someone powerful does not want the data disclosed. Turner repeatedly emphasizes life-threatening danger, secure communications, phone sweeps for malware, keyloggers, and that their evidence would bring a whole new dynamic to the Epstein case, making figures like Prince Philip seem like a small fry. And that is true. Get ready. I have a feeling over this next month, especially now that the Clintons are being compelled to speak, I think it's on the 27th of February, they're going to find that a lot of people in very, very high positions of power are in these Epstein files and have been doing some very evil things. This is the pulling down of this evil cabal. This is what it's all about, and this is why it's so great for us to share this information. And everybody just work hard to keep sharing it all. Hat tip to Colonel Tower, who found a lot of this information. So that is amazing. All right, very, very thankful for these wonderful patriots who are working on this. Now, this is the video that I did. If you haven't seen this one, definitely go over to my Melissa Red Pill and look at the pinned post where I talk about the timing of all of this happening, moving us toward the Purim, which is coming up on March 3rd, 1 month away. And so it's very interesting, all of this timing and everything that is happening. When I did this video, I gave a laundry list of all the things that have happened since Christmas, which I believe was the end of the prophecy in Daniel 12 of the time, times, and half a time. I go into all this in this video clip right here. I'll share this link so you guys can have it over in the comment section. So there you go. But the thing with this one is that if we're heading to Purim, if that is the 1335 days, and I'll show you something else at the end because we're having a blood moon on 1335 days on March 3rd, 3-3. This is really getting very interesting. I just feel like it's all heating up and just I'm holding my breath to see if what's going to happen on that day. So we'll watch and see. So definitely go in and look at that one and share that with your friends and on your social media. All right. So now, again, this is what we already know, that Epstein was a Mossad agent and a CIA agent, and he's a really terrific liar. I'm going to show you how he was lying to Steve Bannon. And the ploys that they use, the tricks that he uses to draw someone in to believe him. And most of us are just not very skeptical. We generally want to believe when someone is talking to us. But this man is an accomplished liar, and that's why he was so great to be an asset for the CIA. And the same thing with Soros. Okay, so this is from Defender of the Republic, and I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here she is going into the color revolution. She's done a lot of research and a lot of videos on the color revolution. I really think she's great, so definitely give her a follow. So here she's talking about George Soros. She says she thinks the real reason that he's been able to operate freely inside the U.S. while he's been kicked out of heavily restricted restricted in Russia, Hungary, Turkey, Pakistan, Poland, and the Philippines, and half a dozen other countries, the answer is simple, is hiding in plain sight. It's probably because he's been one of the most valuable assets for the CIA for the over 40 years. That makes sense to me. What do you guys think? He's the civilian deniable billionaire dollar funding arm of American regime change operations worldwide. Whereas Epstein is the one who gets everyone on blackmail, Soros does the color revolutions and funds this, of course, with your tax dollars in mind. And so he was also mentioned in the 17 Post long ago that he was one side of the pyramid that was left standing and still able to do these color revolutions, obviously. That's Minnesota. Hello. That's why no attorney general, no Congress, no president has ever seriously moved to shut him down. He's just not allowed in America. He's protected. He's not just allowed here. He's protected. This is why both George and Alex are so arrogant. You see them, you're like, we know what you're doing. But they feel like they have impunity that no one will ever hold them to an account. If you've seen her video, again, Defender of the Republic's video on color revolutions, you know the script. Soros bankrolled this type in Serbia in 2000, in Georgia in 2003, in Ukraine in 2004, and the Arab Spring in 2011. The same USAID, NED, and Open Society Foundation's logos appear in every single one. This is where the money came from. How do you get all these whistles? How do you get all this pay off all these people? It's with all this Soros money, which is basically our tax money. The Arab Spring was the trial run for Europe's migrant crisis. In 2011, the CIA and Soros turned that playbook on Libya and Syria. Right? It's been an awful thing that's happened throughout all the Middle East. Gaddafi warned the West in 2011, in March, that if you take him out, millions would flood Europe from Africa. And that's exactly what happened. Libya was taken over. There was chaos. Gaddafi was dead, and the migrant waves began just as he predicted. By 2015 and 16, battle-hardened jihadists and economic migrants were streaming across the Mediterranean with iPhones, right? Prepaid iPhones, prepaid cards, Twitter guides written in Arabic. I mean, all this paid for by Soros. The same social media mobilization tactics used in Kiev and Tahrir Square. Wayne Madsen called it straight in 2015. This was a deliberate Soros CIA social engineering operation to fracture Europe from within. Duh. And now we have the same thing in America from 2020 to present. I guess 2020 is really talking about the BLM and how we've been having, the mass confusion ever since, and the media has just gone over the top, especially when you talk about, maybe she's talking about January 6th. That was with either BLM or January 6th. Either way, we have all these things where the media is pushing back on those who are trying to get out the truth. And they're lying, and they're saying we have to go out and, riot in the streets. And then they call the true patriots the rioters. It's madness. Anyway, remember the 2020 riots? Soros Open Foundations gave at least $33 million to the groups that organize and sustain them. Now, how about the southern border caravans? Soros-backed NGOs provided the lawyers and the maps. Remember the maps that the people had and the logistics? How about the defund the police and the DAs in every major city? Soros money elected them, and now they're running the color revolution playbook on us now. Only this time, the target isn't Belgrade or Damascus, it's America. And that is why JFK was right. After the Bay of Pigs betrayal, President Kennedy reportedly told aides he wanted to split the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind. So you have to have both sides of the coin. You've got to have someone to bring in with the color revolutions, to bring in the puppet leaders, and then you have to have a way to control them with the blackmail. It's pretty simple. He never got the chance. JFK never got the chance. 62 years later, we're living in the world the CIA built, one where a Hungarian-born billionaire who collapsed the Bank of England can pour unlimited dark money into American elections and street movements, and nobody in power dares touch him, except Trump. Just watch. Because he's not a liability, he's their most successful off-the-books contractor. The only question left is, if Hungary, a country of 9 million people, can pass stop Soros laws and kick his operations out, why can't we? Maybe it's time we finished what JFK started. Yes, it is. Okay, so there, I want to make sure that you have access to this link right here, too, so you can share that one. Okay, so that's about the color revolutions. I'm going to write that text that real quick. Revolutions. All right, there you go. And now I want to show you, I think I have the next one. Okay, here is the interview that Epstein was having with Bannon. And so I wanted you to see, and we're not going to obviously play the hour and 57 minutes of it, but I'll make sure that you have the link to it. It's over on I've showed it on my social media. Okay, so I want you to see where he's coming from, that he's so slippery. Under the guise of saying that he's very humble and I don't know, and Bannon is just schmoozing him. Oh, you're the smartest one in the room and you're so highly intelligent. And how do you say that you don't know any of these things? And he's like, well, because it's just so highly complex and the financial markets are so complicated and all that. Okay, so let me show you what he says. And then at the end, he's like, it's not that complicated because it's basically, Guido getting insider information and going and making all this money. So he ends up really telling how it's run. Okay, so check it out.
People would either ask to borrow money or make some other types of comments about
in the beginning. What were the comments? At the beginning, what were the comments?
it serves you fucking rich guys right that you're here next to me.
There was nothing about your crimes?
No.
So all this rumor you hear all the time about people in prison that commit the type of crimes you commit, that's, you're saying in your personal thing, is not true?
No.
It was all because you were rich?
Yes.
And it was all because they wanted to borrow money?
Or get advice. Yes.
Where they get advice to go long.
Yes, is this time to buy?
You're telling me in solitary confinement they're interested in going long.
Yeah. They want to know
what does that say about human nature?
I think the people find, one of the reasons they wanted to keep me in solitary confinement was they're afraid that everybody would want to know which stocks to buy. But what happened was after this crisis, now it's on the front page of every.
I don't want to lose this day.
Sorry.
When you first heard that, was it Bear Stearns had been kicked into bankruptcy, 6 months before?
No, it's just the same time.
Okay, let me just show you another clip and just peppered throughout. He's saying, oh, well, this is so highly complex. And that's one of his main things that he threads throughout the whole interview is that the financial system is very complex. There's so many moving parts, and so it's like a body. You know, how do you keep the body working? And there are parts that are more critical than to some things than the others. You know, maybe your heart, you've got to keep that working. Maybe you don't work on if your finger is hurting, you don't work on that until you solve that you get the heart beating again. He says that many, many times, and to me he doesn't strike me as someone who that's that highly intellectual, but he does strike me as someone who is very easy to he's very much a someone who is a deceiver. That's what he strikes me as. So I want you to hear, let me see if I can grab another one.
Fear of inflation. The fear is a run on the bank. Everybody wants to take out something that doesn't really exist. Inflation is tied to interest rates. It's a more complicated example. But when your money doesn't buy the same amount of product this year that it did last year.
Okay, so there he's talking about inflation and about really the money system and the fractional reserve and that they really don't have the money there. He's talking about, a little bit about that.
Charges you with discriminatory lending because you refuse to lend to my.
Okay, so there he's talking about the collapse of the markets when they did all these bad loans, because Bill Clinton said you've got to make sure to give loans to people who have bad credit. Okay, so anyway, so those are the things he's talking about throughout the whole thing. And the whole time, Bannon is schmoozing him. Oh, you're the smartest person and blah, blah, blah. And, that puts him at ease, I think. But that I'm going to show you at the end, Bannon is going to come out guns blazing at the end, okay? And I think at the end he showed that he has no respect and even loathing. He has even loathing for Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, so here he's talking about, let's see, this one. Let me see what this one is, 147. Let me see, I have another one. Oh, one. Let me try this one. Come on, little mouse.
Market financial wizards. You're in the high priesthood of high finance. You certainly know how to measure. That's why you're a billionaire. Any other answer besides that is total and complete bullshit. And you know it.
I know very few things.
You know things can be measured. You measure every day. You weigh and measure every day. You weigh and measure people. You weigh and measure leaders. You weigh and measure economies. You weigh and measure politics.
It's a very good.
You weigh and measure. Your whole life, in fact.
Okay, so the point I want to bring out is that Bannon, and this is getting closer to the end, but he's saying, you're saying you don't really understand the financial markets, and so I don't believe that. I believe that you understand it very, very well. And so he's saying, I don't really understand it. Okay, so. But Bannon is pushing back on him, saying he definitely does understand it. He knows how it's run because the ones at the top are the ones pulling the strings. And in another one, I think it was on the Epstein Files posts where it says that he admitted that he works for the Rothschilds. I posted that on the social media today. So this, I think this is the one where he's talking. Anyway, check this out.
Most stockbrokers, especially before 1975, if they were good stockbrokers, could add. That's about it. They could multiply. If you could multiply, you were already in the top 15% of stockbrokers. Stockbrokers simply meant there's a story. When I went to the first person, I had no money. And I said, how much money do you make a year? And he said, $400,000. I said, impossible. I'm making $10,000.
That's probably more than your family had made in his entire life. Existence.
Yes. And he makes that in a year. I said, what do you do? And he said, it's too complicated for you to understand.
Okay, so this is a moment of actually kind of honesty. For whatever reason, he's going to be honest, because the whole time he's saying that he doesn't understand the markets and it's so complex, just like the human body. It's so complex and it's hard to, you know, how do you know if you're going to have a heart attack the next day? How do you know if the market is going to fail the next day? Anyway, so the whole time, and they're talking about philosophy and, you know, kind of going around in circles a little bit. But it really does show you how he uses those skills to trick people into, you know, to get them into his realm and to bring them under blackmail. But anyway, so he talks about this person that just basically has insider information, and that a stock is going to go up or down or whatever's going to happen, and then they use that, and that's how the guy makes all this money. And that's basically his moment of clarity, that he admits how it's run. Okay, check this out.
Which is what the main thrust of Wall Street people, they want to tell you it's too complicated. Because if you understood that person was simply, he had a brother-in-law, in fact, in this case, who ran the pension fund at General Motors. His brother-in-law would call him and say, buy 1,000 IBM. He'd hang up the phone, he'd write it out on a ticket and walk it to a window. That was his entire skill set. Hello, write what my brother-in-law says, walk it to a ticket window.
Give me an example when you were on the trading desk in the early days of Bear Stearns.
So he, in my opinion, he admitted, you know, how the whole thing is run. It doesn't require a lot of skill. It just requires that you be a person with no ethics, and that you're willing to cheat the rest of the people and keep silent and be under their blackmail system. That's really basically what he admitted. All right, so, and then at the very end, I want you to hear what he had to say. At the very end, this is where Bannon, like I said, the whole time he's just acting like you're so great and you're so smart. And then he brings out, you know, what type of person he is. And you could tell at the end that Epstein realized he'd been played. Check this.
That do enormous bad things. And just to make more money.
So instead of asking me the question, should you take the money? Because I think it's a legitimate question.
You think it's a legitimate question?
Yes, no.
Why?
Question. Because ethics is always a complicated subject, but I can tell you that with the money I gave to help try to eradicate polio in Pakistan and India, instead of asking me whether that money should be given to these children for vaccines, I think you might want to ask their mothers who received the vaccine, who know their child now won't get polio, and ask them if Epstein should have helped these people with their money.
Okay, well, before he even goes on to say anything else, we know that these vaccines were not really beneficial. And so he's saying this as if, and he knows full well that they were not beneficial, and that they had deceived the people into thinking that they were good for their children. And so, but they were willing to take it from him, even though they knew that he was not a good person, but just so they thought this would save their children's lives. And so he's in essence blaming them for taking his money, because they knew what type of person he was. And so here in a minute, he's going to say, well, are you the devil? Am I sitting here talking to the devil? Now, he doesn't bring up about the vaccines, but, you know, really I'm trying to help, you know, you to look at this whole thing from several different angles.
We walked in, you're a mathematician. You're a mathematician. We walked into that clinic. where they're giving that money out to these people that are in the most dire straits of poverty and sickness, and told them that the money was coming from a, what are you, class three sexual predator?
Tier one.
Tier one's the highest and worst?
No, I'm the lowest. I'm the lowest.
You're the lowest. Okay, tier one, you're the lowest. But a criminal.
Yes.
That the money came from them. What percentage of people do you estimate? I understand you don't like probabilities. Do you estimate would say, I don't care, I want the money for my children?
I would say everyone said, I want the money for my children.
Did they know where the money came from?
I think if you told them, the devil,
100%.
The devil
himself.
The devil himself said, I'm going to exchange some dollars for your child's life.
Do you think you're the devil himself?
No, but I do have a good mirror.
It's a serious question. Do you think you're the devil himself?
I don't know. Why would you say that?
Because you have all the attributes. You're incredibly smart. You remember, the devil is somebody who knows
smart?
The devil's brilliant. You read Milton's Paradise Lost.
The devil scares me.
Satan is the.
Okay, at this point, I think he can tell that Bannon is using this interview to nail him and to destroy him, and so he doesn't really know how to use his charm because Bannon sees through it. And that's the problem. He does pretty well until someone sees through what he does. And so basically, Bannon is calling him out as being basically the devil himself.
He is at the number one or two archangel. And the reason he goes to hell and leads the rebellion is because he can't be the top guy. Hmm. And his thing is, I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven.
I saw that in a movie once called The American Dharma. I don't remember.
Okay, so yeah, so he changes the subject. Oh, I saw that in a movie once.
I saw that in a movie once called The American Dharma. I don't remember who said it, okay? We have to go.
Yeah, we have to go. That's the end of it. All right, so I want you to see that. If you take the time to watch that whole series, that whole interview, and you can kind of use that as an opportunity to try to read how he obfuscates the truth, how he tries to hide the truth, but at certain moments there'll be some clarity about the truth. And so, you know, that's really his skill, is to be a deceiver. And so, but when you can see through it, then you're ahead of the game. So that's the thing, is we're at the point in humanity where we're being able to see through it better than we ever were before. All right, so I have something wonderful to share with you. I have a dear friend of mine who's on with us, and then I'm going to tell you something about Nicki Minaj before we go. But this is some great information that I have to share with you. I hope, Mr. Doug, are you still here with me? Yay! Hey, Mr. Doug. This is our wonderful friend, Doug. I don't know if you remember him. We were together, I think, before Thanksgiving. But I'm so glad to see you. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks. It has been a while, and it's good to be back.
Yes, and so he is one of our experts who is trying to help us to make sure that we are healthy. And so before we came on, Doug and I were talking about how important it is that we really take seriously, you know, all the things, for example, that RFK is talking about. He's saying to, you know, removing the dyes and all these things. But if you're not really careful, you'll end up still doing the same things. You'll still end up having, you know, continuing with your normal path. And so it's really important that we take it upon ourselves, take ownership of our lives to make sure that we are as healthy as we possibly can. Did I say that pretty well?
I think you got it pretty good there.
Yeah, so tell us what are your key things to help us to be healthy? Because we can go into the golden age, but if we don't have our health, it's curtains anyway.
Getting rid of the toxins. And if we look at what RFK is doing and what he's really promoting and trying to get out of the food system, it's the dyes, it's the toxins, it's the chemicals that are absolutely wreaking havoc on our body. And, you know, I think as a society, sometimes we don't like think of the magnitude of that or even what's included in the foods that we're eating. And, you know, we've had this conversation before, but when we're looking at everything that goes into and onto our body is going to have a positive or a negative reaction, one of the simplest ways when I'm teaching, explaining to people, in podcasts or whatever, is we all believe that our bodies are divinely created by our creator, right? And I think that's something that we all share that are watching and listening here. And I look at a lot of what is happening is a spiritual and a satanic attack against our bodies and against us as humanity, because we're created in God's image and likeness. The enemy is going to try to destroy us. And we were talking about, and I can't remember the word that I'd said to you before we started here, but I'm going to say the pleasures of the flesh and fleshful desires. And so many times when somebody says something like that, well, they think about adultery or they think about sexual sin or that kind of thing. And that's what the enemy tries to do to us. But the enemy is going to try and get, you know, some of us on that. And he's going to try and hit others of us in our other weaknesses. And for a lot of, you know, a lot of people, it's food. It's these pleasures of the flesh that help give us this dopamine effect and this and these pleasures that, you know, chocolate and candy and, you know, whatever our vice is going to be, alcohol. But we don't realize that these are the things that are destroying our body. And a quick, simple way is, you know, because people are always asking me, well, what supplements are better than this or what foods are better than that? And that's a ginormous question.
Right.
Is think about if it's going into and onto your body and it's created and manipulated by man, it's not something that our body was ever designed to assimilate.
Yes.
Right?
And, yes.
And we can't, no matter how hard we try, we can't completely escape it. So I don't want to create this environment that like it's a we're all lost, we can't avoid it. But if we can just make really smart decisions in what we do is from our foods, like where are our foods coming from that we're eating? You know, is it a box that creates, you know, that has no nutrition whatsoever? Is it, you know, Coca-Cola and these soft drinks that are just sugar and chemicals? Is it the candy? Is it the sweets? What's the vice with that? Because if you think about it, you would never, and this is for the car people out there, you would never take water and pour it into your oil reservoir in your car.
Right. That's a great analogy. Yeah.
Because it'll blow up your motor.
Right.
And so think about our human body as that motor, and we're putting all of these different substances into it that it was never designed to use. And this is where we see a lot of illness and sickness coming from nowadays you may eat something once, not a problem, but you know, over the course of years and time, it's wreaking havoc on the body that we get these digestive concerns. You know, we get these mental concerns with heavy metal buildup in the brain. We get these, all of these different problems that are happening in our body. And the problem is we get these problems, we run to the doctor and the doctor says, you know what, I'm going to give you more chemicals.
Right.
And, you know, you're then chemicals right. to chemicals. And if you have that conversation with the doctor and say, well, doc, what's making me sick? It's, well, that's not my job is to figure out what's making you sick. It's my job to, you know, to do this unless we're going
right.
into more of a naturopathic
Right. The current doctors, they are not looking right. at it from a, most of them are not looking at it from the holistic. If they're AMA doctors. And that's
exactly.
one of the things that I know RFK is working on is changing the whole way that they're being taught and what are the protocols from the AMA and making sure
right.
they're not going to even fund these schools if they don't teach how to maintain your health. You know,
exactly.
And, you know,
and you were talking about symbolism earlier in this episode, and look at the symbolism in big pharma and the medicine community. You know, you've got a snake wrapped around a tree and you see the serpent used in medical so often, and just be aware of these signs, and it shows who's controlling the narrative
right.
and what's happening to us, right?
Right, right, absolutely. So yeah, so you know, another thing that I know you are an expert in so many things, but one of your key expertises is in silver, and I just think it's so interesting that lately silver has been so volatile, and we're finding out that it is. It's a rare earth. It's something that is very hard to come by. And so that's why it's what they call a precious metal. And right now, I'm sure you know that there's a silver embargo in Canada. They're all trying to gobble up all of our silver. And that's why the prices have gone up so much. And then I think recently, in my opinion, allegedly, I think that the bankers, you know, brought down the silver market, the price, because they're in such dire straits because they shorted the silver. And so it's so important for our economy, but it's also important for our bodies. And I never knew, I don't think until I, you know, awakened just a few years ago, that we could actually take in silver. And I was a little skeptical of the silver that I had heard talked about, because I think that it had some negative effects of maybe turning the skin blue. But that's what I love about the structured silver. I've been doing that every day in my smoothie. Guys, go to my green smoothie page, and you've got to all do a green smoothie. And I put this into my smoothie every day, and my skin is not blue. It only has the positive effect. So tell us, what is this doing for my guts?
So we'll go back for a second to creation and creator and how smart our creator is. There's a reason why gold, silver, copper are the most precious metals. And we'll focus on silver here for a minute. And for anybody that went to school past grade six, they would have seen the periodic table of elements. And, you know, silver is one of the elements on the periodic table. This is how smart our creator is. Silver is the only element on the periodic table of elements that's actually missing an electron. And when silver is introduced to a yeast, a bacteria, a fungus, a mold, and so think about these things that are wreaking havoc on our body, it's actually working from an electrical principle of giving and receiving electrons, which then is able to basically rupture, steal the nucleus of these different pathogens. So awesome. when we look at different foods, different herbs, and those kind of things, which are all highly effective as well, they have to basically burrow in from the outside in to these different pathogens. Okay. Where silver is destroying it at its electrical core. And it's the most efficient disruptor, let's say, and it resonates through the entire body. It becomes the most energetic frequency in the body. So when we were talking about the big scary thing that happened a few years ago, and they're talking about more of those big scary things happening, somebody can go to PubMed or the National Institute of Health. There's a lot of information out there. Silver is actually one of the absolute best things at tackling viral overload. And why is that? Well, viruses are an incomplete DNA molecule that circulate throughout the body looking for an energy source, which normally will attach themselves to a white blood cell. When silver's presence in the body, it becomes more, it is more energetic than that white blood cell. So what studies have actually shown is that the viral components will attach themselves to the silver and ride itself out through the waste system, which helps reduce viral overload and the illness that people get. And then silver will also, because it's helping eliminate that yeast, that bacteria, that fungus, and that mold, it's actually supporting our immune system so that if we do have a viral overload, it's helping mop up the mess and reducing the amount of strain that's going to be put on the body so the body's, you know, can heal itself, right?
That's amazing. That's amazing. And it's like you said, the one element on the periodic table that is missing this electron. Is that what you said?
It is. Right. It is. And it just goes to show how smart our creator was at giving us these gifts to take care of our body, let's say. The other thing is silver doesn't metabolize in the body. So when our body is sick, and we're talking about the digestive system, our digestive system is sick, it's tired, it's overworked, it's got this big bacteria overgrowth happening in it, or a candida overgrowth happening in it. People have heard of leaky gut syndrome, where the walls of the digestive system have eroded and leaching the toxins out. And most people think, hey, I've got a skin condition. They don't think I've got a digestive problem.
Right.
So when we look at putting, you know, whether it's medications or it's natural supplementation, when we've got a really sick digestive system, a lot of times supplements will actually make people feel worse. And people will think, well, I'm taking this, whether it's a probiotic or a berberine or ginkgo biloba or whatever it is, and they're saying, man, I took that supplement, it made me feel worse. Hmm. It's not actually the supplement that made you feel worse. It's actually your digestive system is in such rough shape, it just kind of pushed it over the edge because you're putting more workload on it to break down that property to be able to be used in the body.
Huh.
Whereas silver doesn't require a function of the digestive system. It partners up with the digestive system. It doesn't metabolize, is the easy way to say it. So it's not going to give anybody any digestive distress or anything along those lines. It's going to come in, partner with the immune system and the digestive system, clean up the mess of the yeast, like I say, the bacteria, the fungus, the mold. We'll say a little bit of the virus side of things to help out there, and really go to work at joining to help the body recover itself naturally. And you talked about silver turning people blue, and I'll just address that while we're at it. When silver is formulated incorrectly, and I'm going to say there's a lot of, we'll call them $10 silver home kits, and I see in the groups all the time on Facebook and stuff, people are saying, can I use a, silver dollar to make a, colloidal silver, or can I do all of this? Silver and particle size is so very, very important. Silver and energetic frequency is so very, very important as well. So when silver is made incorrectly and the particle size is big and it settles down to the bottom of the jar and you got to shake it up to drink it, yeah, if you drink that over time for extended periods of time, it will store itself in the body and cause the bluing in the skin, which is called argyria. But if you're buying a good high quality silver that's getting those silver particles under 10 nanometers, which basically means you could put thousands and thousands of silver particles, on the tip of this little screwdriver, you don't have that problem of it getting stored in the fat cells. It flushes itself through the body with proper hydration in about 12 hours. And, in doing this for 20 years, I've never seen an adverse reaction or anybody turn blue with the product that's been created, because it's done properly, let's say,
I
and it's
think also
filtered
because it's
properly.
pH balanced, also.
Well, pH balance, the alkalinity side helps. When we look at the body is going to embrace an alkaline internally and it's going to reject an acid. So the alkalinity helps the immune system embrace it rather than combating against the immune system. On our skin, and if you look at the silver gel, for instance, the silver gel is formulated slightly acidic because the properties of our skin is slightly acidic versus inside we want it to be an alkaline.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. That's this one right here. So what's so great? Okay. So I every day use, also I put the silver solution in my smoothie, but I also put, I just have this right here by my desk, the silver mouth spray. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know. It tastes really, really good. I don't know why it tastes so good, but it's very refreshing. And, but I just know that it's helping my mouth to stay, free of any, I guess bacteria completely clean, so it makes me so happy. And then it's got like you say lozenges, silver cough drops that you can suck on, and then also it's got the nasal spray. Oh, and then the gel, that's what you were talking about. If you do have any type of, I guess, kind of an irritation on your skin, this can help to resolve that.
irritation anywhere on the skin, and I'm going to say even with the most sensitive areas in the body, and with the female body, we'll talk about sensitivity in that area for a second. And when we get into the concerns there, we're dealing with the pH issue. And I've spoken to many women in lots of clinics all across America, so this isn't as much of a touchy subject coming from a guy here, but when a woman is trapped in her body and has those concerns happening in those sensitive areas, silver really helps, because we're dealing with a bacterial, we're dealing with a candida
rather than
issue.
having an
It won't,
antibiotic that is
exactly, and it
going
won't
to really
swing,
cause more trouble.
exactly, it won't swing the pH negative or positive. It's going to go after the root of that candida and that yeast overgrowth. So you can use that, like I say, externally in the most sensitive areas, and then in drinking it, it's also going to help flush through, the urinary tract and everything else along those lines of where, the root of that concern generally is as well. So when we're talking about that sensitive area of the body, we've got to look at the inside out as well.
I love it. I love it. I'm so glad that I found you and I found this. I feel like this is really where we need to go as far as getting away. I just stay away from big pharma completely, and I just try to get natural remedies. And if you guys have seen my page, freedomforce.life/health, and so there's videos on there on how you can really treat different things with natural substances like the silver. to get well, and also to maintain your health, because it's not just about treating something when it becomes a problem. Doing this as a preventative is, I think, very, very important before it something gets out of hand. That's, you know, that's what I believe is going to happen. I think that, you know, before we know it, you know, RFK is going to have the ship going in the right direction. He's already made so many great changes in our country. And, you know, this is what it also says in the Bible, that, that we'll learn the old ways. I think our forefathers knew these things, and they knew how to do these things, but we've been led down a very bad path with Big Pharma and, you know, everything that they have done to us. So in my opinion, you know, just use everything you can that's more, and you know, natural.
Well, think our body by intelligent design is a healing, treating, curing machine.
It's amazing.
And I don't want to make any representation of, you know, take this product, fix that, or heal that, right? Like, that's absolutely not what I'm trying to portray here. But if you think about our body as the healing, treating, curing machine, we need to give our creator the glory, and we need to give our body the substances that our creator gave to us to take care of this vessel.
Yes, and I love that. That's a great way to say it.
Anything we put into that body is going to have a positive or a negative effect. Just think about that with anything you eat or anything you use, and just make small choices and small decisions every day, and we can overcome so much of what is wreaking havoc on our health.
Right. I love that. Well, you know, and one of the things I've been talking about is that the silver and the gold is going to destroy this virus, basically, of the banking system. And it's destroying them, because they were trying to do fake. They were trying to do fake silver, you know, with paper silver, the silver futures. And we want real, you know, the real silver. And that's why I've encouraged my people not to buy, you know, paper silver, but to get real silver in their hands so that they can, you know, have that. In the same way, you can have real silver in your body instead of the fake pharma medicine. And so here's a really cool passage here. It says in Habakkuk chapter 2, and this is talking about that we've been in debt to them, and they have made all these, this paper debt, this fake, like the fake pharma stuff and the fake money. All their stuff is fake. They can't make anything. They just have to use the fake stuff. And so they've caused us to be in debt to this fake paper money. It says in verse 7 of Habakkuk chapter 2, suddenly your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. They've known. It's very interesting to me that they've shorted silver.
Mm-hmm.
And because they know how important silver is. And you know, that is the thing. Silver and gold are what is going to bring their empire down, and that's exactly what it says here in Habakkuk chapter 2. And we're seeing it right here before our eyes. We're seeing this happening in real time. And really, it started, if you remember, on Christmas Day, was when the banks realized they couldn't meet the margin call because the silver had gone up so much in value, and so they were realizing that they were in hot water, and they had to go, and from what I can tell, they had to go and get some a loan from the Fed to be able to make it for just like a payday loan for a couple of days. And so every minute that price goes up, the more they are bankrupt. And I feel like there's going to be a margin call. You know, they have to come up with this money to pay the difference in March, and that's what's going to bring their entire house of cards down. But it says here, and this is biblical, in Habakkuk 2, it says, they will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. Now, all this funny money system that they have built up to make themselves rich and us, the poor ones, you know, they're going to lose it all. They bet wrong against humanity. They're going to be trembling and helpless because you've plundered many nations. Now all the survivors will plunder you. We are plundering them. In other words, that just means to take everything that they have. And so I just find that very, very interesting that that's what we're watching happening before the earth. Had you thought anything about the connection there?
Well, that, and there's so many other places in the Bible that we see where God has used these precious metals to his, you know, to his glory and his advantage.
Yes.
So it's just amazing that, you know, we just look at the power and the brilliance of creation in all of this.
Someone has a question. I think, does it help with oral lichen planus. I have no idea if I'm saying that anywhere close to right.
Yeah, that's a bacterial concern. So I'll just leave this here before we finish.
Okay.
Is in response to that question there, this is when we get a diagnosis or we get a problem, so often we think about that concern, right? So we think about that oral lichen process there. What we need to re-educate ourselves and think about for a second is asking ourselves, what is that? Is it a yeast? Is it a bacteria? Is it a fungus? Is it a mold?
Thank you.
And when we you know, you can just go to Google and say, what is such and such a condition, right?
Okay.
And not to give Google
if it's a mold or a fungus or bacteria.
So many of these concerns that we're facing are a name for a problem that's caused in the body by a yeast, a fungus, a bacteria, or a mold. The reason why we've got all these names for all these illnesses is so that the pharmaceutical system can prescribe a medication to combat that illness.
Okay.
So if we just take a few seconds and just play doctor ourselves, right?
I do.
Just do a little bit of research and say, what is the cause of my concern? Then we identify it's a yeast, bacteria, fungus, mold, or virus. Then we can look at it and say, okay, how do I take care
of that
problem rather than how do I take care of the health issue that the medical system has deemed me with?
Right. That's what I do. That's what I do. And that's why I'm so glad. Yeah. Don't forget, you guys, over on my page, freedomforce.live, I have videos about all these things, exactly what we're talking about here. And I you know, kind of say, okay, if it's a yeast or a bacteria or whatever the issue is, then that you can treat that with silver. Anyway, it's like the home remedies that our forefathers knew, and that this is basically, right, we're just getting retrained on what our forefathers knew instead of going to big
to
pharma.
Basics.
Yes, exactly. And so if you go down to freedomforce.live/silver, at the very bottom, Doug has provided for us this for a free PDF it's 90 pages about silver's natural miracle defense. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that book that you've given to us?
That's a book that goes through all of the things about silver, you know, how to use it, the history of it, a little more of the science. You know, I just kind of gave the brief little introduction there, and a full understanding for people to make their own, you know, informed decisions on, is this something I want to incorporate into my life, or, you know, yes or no, or anything.
Yeah.
You're never going to push anything on anybody.
I'm just very thankful.
I'm
very thankful that you have produced this for us. And I feel like this is where we are headed for our future. This is where we have to head. And this is what RFK is helping us to move in this direction of health. And, you know, a lot of people are maybe not quite there yet and ready to do it, but we are on the Freedom Force Battalion. We're ready to take control of our health and to, you know, be really careful about everything we put in our bodies, especially not only the food, and the liquids, the water, the whatever you're drinking, but also to make sure that we only as far as the remedies, that we use holistic remedies also. So I'm very thankful for that. That's someone was mentioning this passage right here in Nahum chapter 2. Check this out, because this is again talking about this cabal. It says, loot the silver, plunder the gold. You know, I just find it very interesting that, you know, this is where we are at this point. Their silver and gold is being looted from them because it's the paper, it's fake, the fake paper, and they've stolen so much from us. But how much they've stolen, even more than more and more and more. It, like it says, there's no end to Nineveh's treasures. It's vast, uncounted wealth. They have stolen so much from us, and we're just seeing, you know, how we're going to have the silver and the gold back for us. We're going to have this to make us wealthy and also to make us healthy. And so this silver is so beneficial to us. So I'm just really very thankful to know about it and know how to use it, and that you've made it so easy for us and something that I trust. You know, I've been using this for, I don't know how long have you and I known each other, over a year. And I'm just really, really thankful to have this in my arsenal to keep me healthy and to help me when I'm sick. It says, soon the city is plundered, emptied, and ruined. I'm so glad that not only is the banking cartel going to be ruined as far as the money system, but also the big pharma cartel is going to be ruined. This is where we've got to get to, because how can we go into the golden age if we don't have our health, right? All right, so exactly. I was going to show you guys before, hang on real quick, I want to show you something super cool, everybody. This is coming up March 3rd of in 1 month, 1 month. And I find it very interesting that we're having a blood moon on that day. A huge day. I just feel like we're in this end game, and so much truth is coming out. And I would love it if this Purim, and I know you guys would too, if this Purim was the day that is the big celebration that we've been waiting for, all of humanity has been waiting for, to destroy our enemies. The story, we've been doing it every Saturday morning. Come and join with us on Saturday morning at 10:30, everybody. And we've already done two videos, so go back to the Rumble or the YouTube channel, and you can watch those other two videos and get up to speed. But basically, the queen of the Persian Empire, Esther, was able to save all of the people. And it was absolutely amazing. And basically, we are represented by Esther. We are all Esther. I'll say you're Esther too, Doug, because your role in this battle is to help people regain their health. You know, and my role, I'm so thankful I get to share what God's word has promised to us. I mean, everyone here has got a different role to play, but we're all being this Esther to save humanity. And it's not that they, for those of you who are not familiar with the Purim story, it was not that they, the edict against them was reversed. That's not what happened, because we know that they have an edict against our health. There's definitely an edict out to destroy our health through Big Pharma, through, you know, the financial system and all this, and to take all the silver away from us for our health and our wealth. But this is where they were able to fight back. And that's where it's incumbent upon us to fight back and to defeat them. And that's what we celebrate every Purim festival, and that's coming up on the 3rd when we have a blood moon. And for those of you who I was talking at the very beginning, I don't know if you heard this, Doug, but on the starting at Christmas, I believe that potentially marked the end of the 1260 days, times and half a time prophecy in Daniel chapter 12. And then if you count to 1335 days, that lands us right there on March 3rd. And so I find it a lot of things that seem very coincidental, or maybe it's really the moment in time that we've all been waiting for. And then it's just, you know, hang on tight, because everyone's health is just going to skyrocket. And it's just very, very exciting. Our children, everyone will be well. And no more of these terrible, terrible diseases that have plagued us. And so, you know, no more of the, like you were saying before, the disease, the mold, the fungus, all these things that have caused us so much health maladies. And so I'm just really excited that we are on the verge of seeing all that happen. No more bacteria, just all these things that really, they'll call it some big fancy name, but if you can just get to the bottom of resolving that bacteria, fungus, or mold, then like everything
else
is
going in the right direction.
You're well. Yeah. Very, very exciting. I think that's it. We're going to pray before we go. And if you want to know more about my books, right there, they are on Amazon, The Beautiful Golden Age. That book has just come out. Don't forget to please go and put a review on there. Thank you for the 55 who have, but please go ahead. And I want to get it up to 3,600 who have put a review. And this is the one on the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. And then the biblical one right here, end times, this is biblical. That is all the wonderful stories like Esther are in that book. And then here's the one, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. That one is going into Habakkuk and Nahum that I just read to you about the silver and gold. All right, y'all ready to pray? And we're going to jet. I love you. I love you guys. I'm so glad that we are here together. So let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you that you have shown us the ways that we can have our health back. Thank you, Lord, that you are guiding us every step along the way, and that we're seeing through their lies, we're seeing through the fakery, and we're seeing we can understand, and you're guiding us on how we can have our freedom back and our health back and our wealth back. And we just praise you and thank you that you will not allow them to rule over us anymore. And I just pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and also to help them to know everything that they put in their bodies, whether it's food, water, whatever drinks that they're having, whatever remedies that they use. I pray you just guide them on exactly what they can do to make sure that they maintain their health and even reverse any health maladies that they have at this time. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus, the King of the world. Amen. All right. Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much. It was awesome. Just hang on tight for me just for a moment. And you guys, I'll be on the chat to visit with you just in a second. And I love you guys. And I will talk to you later.